Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning from Refuge of Light in Tyler, Missy Zivny, the co-founder and community relations director of Refuge of Light and the marketing and special events coordinator, Taryn Coffey. Good morning to both of you. Great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Refuge of Light. The topic is child sex trafficking. It's something that we've touched on before in our newscasts, public service announcements, yes, and on the In Focus program. Missy, this is actually your third visit here, going back pretty much to the beginning when you really kind of getting off the ground. And it's time today for an update. Tell us a little bit about Refuge of Light, just the mission and purpose and a little bit of background, how you and I think your mom and dad were actually the ones who got it all rolling a few years ago.
Yes. Well, Refuge of Light is a faith-based organization that provides redemptive rescue and restoration to young girls that 17 years and under that have been victimized by child sex trafficking. And we do that through advocacy, awareness, and holistic care. And that seems a little bit wordy, but basically these are girls that are here in our midst, honestly in the state of Texas, that we provide healing and redemptive services to them in a long-term care facility. My parents and I started this journey back in 2008, 2009. I was working as a children's director at a local church. I had gone to a global leadership summit conference and I heard the words child sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the speakers at the event, Gary Haugen with IJM, International Justice Mission, was talking about this issue and talking about it in regards to this happening overseas, and that these were children that were being victimized. They essentially a modern day form of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that moment where he uses this phrase, paralysis through analysis, and I just could not fathom that there were children in our world that were being held as sex slaves. And I came back from that event just essentially paralyzed, just questioning God as to how do we address this issue. And at the same time, in parallel, my parents were entering their retirement years, thinking that things were going to get simple and things were going to be a little bit more laid back. And through a course of events over the next year, our lives were wrecked over this issue. We started realizing this was not just a problem overseas. This was happening in our own backyard. We started volunteering in juvenile detention centers and emergency shelters. And what we realized is that these were the most vulnerable children in our midst, our children that came through the foster care system, our throwaway kids, our runaways. And we had to do something. So 2010, actually 2009, we started the process of becoming a legitimate organization, a 501c3. 2010, we received our nonprofit status and we hit the ground running. God revealed to us that not only were we to raise awareness about the issue, but that we were to really open the eyes of the people in our community, and God wanted us to open a home. And so we started the process of doing extensive fundraising at that time.
Okay, and the home really has kind of been the centerpiece of your operation for the whole go-round, going back to 2008, 2009, 2010. But you do other things as well. We're going to touch on all of that during the show, and also on a very big event you have coming up in just a few more days, and kind of an unusual one, but a big fundraiser for Refuge of Light. Now, the population that Refuge of Light serves, basically ages 13 to 17,
13 to 17 can serve population 10 to 17, but that's what we're looking at and focusing mostly on is the 13 to 17.
Okay. And just how big is the problem? I think you've already let us know, maybe not with any specific figures, that it is a really big problem and that it's happening right here in our backyard, but how big is it?
Well, when we started this process, there was a across-the-board unbelief that this was even occurring. And it helps that there is research that is being done. In 2016, November 2016, UT Austin put out a study and a snapshot of Texas at any given moment. There are 79,000 children, that's minor, 17 and under, that are being victimized by child sex trafficking.
Hmm. And why is this such a big problem?
There are several reasons why this is such a big problem, but the biggest is demand. It's simple economics. It's supply and demand, and as long as there's a demand, there's going to be someone on the other end to supply that.
And other contributing factors?
Oh, absolutely. Pornography is one of the biggest portals into this wasteland. People often don't understand the correlation in that, but when you look at the definition of human trafficking, child sex trafficking, a child that's depicted in a pornographic image is by definition child sex trafficking. So people are unaware that they are contributing and propagating the system by viewing pornography. Some of the other factors are, just simply put, that they're children, they're vulnerable. These are kids that, I hate to say or even call them this, but they are throwaway children. We have an excessive number of kids that are in our foster care system, and they're the ones that have a target on their back.
Mm. When you listen to one of our newscasts on this station and you hear the term child pornography, so-and-so has been indicted, arrested for child pornography,
yes,
that is right there, you're dipping into this whole problem.
Absolutely.
That is really,
you
I guess, at
the
very core of it, yeah. We're talking to Missy Zivny and Taryn Coffey with Refuge of Light and mission to provide a safe haven, redemptive rescue, and restoration of female victims of domestic minor sex trafficking through advocacy, awareness, and holistic care. I'm John Sims. A little bit of contact information before we get too far into the show. It's P.O. Box 132703, Tyler 75713. You can reach him by phone at 903-279-8769. The website, which is packed with information, refugeoflight.org, and the email info@refugeoflight.org. So there you go. If you want to make contact, if this early in the show you're already getting interested, which I hope
do.
You are, please
yes,
do.
Please do.
Now, there are several different ways, three basic ways, I guess, that Refuge of Light serves your target population.
When I talked about our mission, the three areas that we focus on are advocacy, awareness, and holistic care. And the awareness, that's our education awareness, that is our traffic signals program, that we want to provide education about the issue of child sex trafficking. It's a four-hour training. It's very extensive. It's essentially the why, what, how this happens in our communities. We also go over ways that you can get engaged and volunteer with Refuge of Light, and we provide those classes every other month that you can register for online through our website or our Facebook page.
Okay, a little bit more, if you could. Some of the things that people are actually going to experience as they go through the this particular program.
As far as the education of the class?
Yeah, yeah.
We talk about the victim themselves. Because people who come to the class are going to, more times than not, express an interest in volunteering, we want them to know how to interact with these children.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about the issues of pornography, how that has become a public health crisis and has contributed to the problem. We want them to know essentially, basically, what human trafficking is, what child sex trafficking is, how to deal with different stressors, triggers when you're actually interacting with these children, because we want to do diligence. We want to provide the best care, and so we provide that information during the training as well.
Okay, and the cost is $25.
Yes.
We want to point that out. And by the way, this is mandatory training for volunteers.
Yes,
and we'll
it
talk
is.
A little bit more about volunteers later on. We will tell you right now that a background check, for what I would consider very obvious reasons,
yes,
is required,
yes,
for each volunteer. And each volunteer is asked to pay $15 for their background check. So if you want to volunteer with Refuge of Light, you're going to be out $40 at the get-go. That's kind of unusual. Most agencies do not require anything like that, but this is different. This is a very serious problem, and you cannot afford to take any chances with the folks that you're working with.
We can't. And one of the second areas that we focus on is our holistic care, and that's our safe home. And reason being, we have to do diligence and we have to do the background checks. These girls, once they come to our safe home, it is in a private location, undisclosed location. These girls are under the address protection program under the governor's office. So you can see why there has to be such confidentiality related to the process when we have people that come and volunteer.
Okay, we've been talking about the traffic signals program under the auspices of Refuge of Light, and let's talk a little bit more about the other programs that you offer.
Okay, so I briefly mentioned the safe home. When we have girls that come to our home, and let me back up and say, our home opened in December of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, that was a praiseworthy day. We had been raising funds for years, and just the cynicism and the opposition that we had met those years leading up to that. When we originally started, it was, you'll never be able to open a home like this. We don't have these kids in our midst.
Mm.
And then the other factor was, you'll never be able to raise the amount of money that you need to raise, because we were having to raise $500,000 to build this home and to provide operating expenses for 3 years for the staff that would be working in this home. But we serve a big God, and our constant reply was, if it's his deal, it's his bill. And he provided, and we opened our doors December 2014 and been serving girls. And once they come there, we have the opportunity to start them on their healing journey. We provide them with medical care, with on-site education. These girls do not go to public school for obvious reasons. We do not want to compromise the location of the home. And they have special needs. Oftentimes, our girls are so far behind in school because they have missed so much school. Truancy is one of the biggest factors when we're dealing with kids that have been trafficked. We provide mentoring programs, life skills programs. We just a variety of exposures to the arts and hobbies. We want this to be a home-like setting, but also provide them with the greatest therapeutic care that we can.
Okay. I notice you also include pet therapy.
We do.
As well.
We do. We have equine therapy. Shannon DeCrane has an organization, a nonprofit called The King's Reign. A little play on words there. And the girls attend that. In the past, they've attended that every Saturday morning. And there has been significant benefits in that, and seeing how the girls work so closely with the horse, and this is such a huge animal, but the trust that actually interacts that between the horse and the girl, it is just amazing to see it.
Okay. Talking to Missy Zivney and Taryn Coffey with Refuge of Light in Tyler, dealing with child sex trafficking. How do the girls find their way to your home?
Through a variety of ways. We may get a phone call from a CPS investigator, a criminal investigator, a child placing agency. Typically, these, like I've stated before, these are our most at-risk kids. These are girls that are coming through the foster care system. And so we receive those phone calls. We even have received phone calls from a judge wanting a placement for a young girl.
Okay. And there's also aftercare programming. Once they get to the point where they can move beyond the home, how do you stay involved after that?
That is really up to the girls that complete our program. We put forth the best effort to maintain contact with them and provide wraparound services. But once they turn 18 and they leave, it's really the ball is in their court, but we are there for them. We do have them call us. We just recently had a baby shower for one of our girls. And so we do stay in touch with them and try to provide them any means of help and service that we can.
Numbers-wise, as nearly as you can give me hard or at least even soft numbers will do. I don't know how you are on record keeping in this regard. How many girls are you going to be serving in any given time, and roughly how many would you say you've served over the last maybe 4 or 5 years you've been in business?
Over the past 3 years that we've been open, because we are long-term care, we keep our girls over that duration. We have served approximately 10 girls. We have also, at that time, we did not anticipate taking babies. We had several girls that came to us that were pregnant and had made accommodations for their children as well. And that's with our safe home. Now, once we transition to an RTC, a residential treatment center, our home will show capacity for 13 girls at any given time. We have space for that many girls.
So at any given time, you are serving, what, maybe 10 girls?
Yes. Okay. And according to, with our Brave Girl program, which we haven't even mentioned yet,
that's a
different set of numbers that we provide services to.
Okay, so how many girls would you say you've served in the last 4 years, roughly? Or do you have
10 girls.
10 girls.
Yes,
okay,
because we have kept them for the duration.
Okay, I see. All right, and that's the holistic care piece, along with the education and awareness and the traffic signals program we were talking about a minute ago. Let's move on now to the advocacy and mentoring program, the Brave Girl program. What happens there?
Wonderful things happen there. We have an opportunity to work with the highest risk girls here in Tyler in our communities. We've walked alongside an emergency shelter here, and we've had the opportunity for the past, I would say, 4 years, well, even more than that, because we started in 2012, providing a program. It's 2 hours each week where we sit down, we provide a meal. Food is such a big thing for these kids that are in compromised situations, and so we have the opportunity to sit down with them, to break bread with them, eat family style. We have churches that have come alongside us and provided meals. We have a meal sign up. That's another way for people can volunteer. And during that time, we have the opportunity to do a Bible study, to provide life skills classes, to mentor these girls and to really walk this journey with them. These are not necessarily girls that have been trafficked. They're at the highest risk for having been trafficked.
Mm-hmm.
They are placed in this emergency shelter, which is not our shelter. It's a shelter here in Tyler that we have partnered with to provide these, I don't want to say services, it's a mentoring program.
Mentoring program, yeah.
And we essentially have time with them. They're in this shelter for up to 90 days. So that's mm-hmm. 3 months. And so we have a program that rotates. We provide, like I said, lessons, life skills. We bring in guest speakers, musicians, artists. We've even done where we've finances, where they can, you know, learn how to balance a checkbook. So just a variety of things, etiquette classes that actually Taryn came in and taught at one time. And so you think of it, and we have opportunity with our volunteers, and we tell our volunteers, whatever your skill sets are, your giftings are, we want to use that and provide exposure to these rich life experiences for our girls during this program.
All right, very good. And these girls are, you partner with an emergency shelter, and they end up in the emergency shelter because of they've been through the criminal justice system or something along those lines?
They have been removed from their homes
for
whether it's physical abuse, sexual abuse. Their life has had an abrupt change, and they have essentially been dropped into this shelter to determine what will happen next. Will they go back home? Will they then go into another foster family? Will they go into another facility? And so their life is very uncertain during that 90 days, and we have the opportunity to walk alongside them during that time.
Mm-hmm. So you actually work with quite a few people, along with however many girls are in your home. You work with, I don't even know if you have numbers on the how many girls you work with through the Brave Girl program, but you really, I mean, you're there for the entire community. If someone decides that he or she wants to go through your traffic signals training, that's available to everybody.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It is.
Now,
obviously, with the Safe Home, there's going to be more extensive training that they will have to go through on that end because of the confidentiality.
Okay.
Every type of training that our staff would go through for the Safe Home, a volunteer would have to go through as well. So that would be a rather large commitment on their part. And we do have those who are willing to do that.
Okay. Talking to Missy Zivny and Taryn Coffey. And Taryn, you're going to be taking the stage in just a few minutes here talking about the big event. Both from Refuge of Light in Tyler. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, and something that I don't know that we have even mentioned this morning. If we did, I don't think we emphasized it very much. There are so few facilities like yours in the entire state of Texas. There just aren't that many to go. We're not just talking about East Texas. We're talking about the entire state.
No. When we first started this journey, we were one of two.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 2014. Through the years, there have been several organizations to rise up that have actually received their license, and mm-hmm. they're starting the process of taking girls. But when you look at the numbers that are out there, the 79,000 children, and you look at the smallest number that you can think of for homes that are available for these kids, it just doesn't match up.
Mm-hmm. And so you're serving girls from all over the state.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I think you might, you mentioned, I think maybe before we went to air, you had one from San Antonio, and they could be from anywhere.
Yes, San Antonio, mm-hmm. Houston, Dallas, mm-hmm. Tyler. And I'd like to mention, too, you know, the Brave Girl program that we do, our mentoring, and why we feel that that is so important that we continue those services. We actually had one of our girls that we worked with in that mentoring program that ran away from that shelter. 2 years later, she ended up in our safe home. We had already made a connection with her. And so we just see the importance of those kids that we need to put our eyes on.
Mm-hmm. Moving along here to the big event. And Taryn,
yes.
It's time for you to step up and take the stage. You've been very patient this morning, and we certainly appreciate that. But the big thing you have coming up, and this is going to be Saturday, October 13th,
yes.
And it is a big gala that you have as a fundraiser and kind of a fundraiser, too,
in a
big way.
Let's
talk about what's going on.
Well, like you said, Saturday, October 13th, and we do still have tickets, general admission and VIP tickets and tables available. We are actually bringing in two professional ballroom dancers from Nashville, and they have heard about Refuge of Light, and they're passionate about what we do, and so they're coming in to perform for us, and then they're also going to, after watching them and their beautiful dances, they're also going to do some instruction for all of our guests. So if you're not a proficient dancer.
And I'm not.
Me neither.
Then this is still the event for you. It will be entertainment, but it also will be instruction so that the rest of the evening we'll be able to allow our guests to take the dance floor themselves and enjoy the sounds. We have the East Texas Jazz Orchestra, which is an 18-piece band that is going to be our live music for the evening and also part of our entertainment because they are so good. And so they're going to be playing for us and then have lots of dance floor time. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, and this is called Black Tie Ballroom, is that correct?
It is, Black Tie Ballroom. We wanted to step it up a notch, just put a little bit of different twist on the gala this year. You don't necessarily have to wear a black tie or a gown. So
whatever, I have to rent one anyway.
Whatever kind of fancy dress that you have that you're comfortable in, everyone will look beautiful no matter what they're wearing.
Okay, Saturday, October 13th, 6 to 9 p.m. Where is it? Why, it is at the Tyler Rose Garden Center Blue Bonnet and Camellia Rooms.
That's correct.
And you can purchase tickets online on the website. And let me just, I've been a little bit remiss here. I need to repeat some of this contact information. The website is refugeoflight.org. While I'm at it, phone number 903-279-8769 and also info@refugeoflight.org if you want to ask questions by email about the gala or about anything we talked about or will be talking about during the course of the morning. But you can purchase tickets online. Again, Saturday, October 13th is what I have, 6 to 9, Rose Garden Center, Blue Bonnet and Camellia Rooms. And I like what you have on your website. Taryn, I understand you wrote this yourself. You're a heck of a marketing and community relations director.
She's good.
Join
Thank
us
you.
For a fabulous black tie evening filled with featured entertainment, tasty hors d'oeuvres, and delicious mocktails. Should I know what a mocktail is?
Okay. Well,
non-alcoholic, I tell
right,
you.
Right, right. Okay. We're not going to be serving alcohol, but we will have some beautiful drinks.
Okay.
Passed around.
I just got to go through this part. This year's gala is sure to enrapture you with a myriad of ballroom performances and instructor-led dances featuring nationally acclaimed ballroom dancers Christopher Wayne and Mallory Evan. If we didn't just sell 10 tickets right there,
absolutely,
something's wrong. Okay. General admission is $50, and you can get tables of 10 for $500. Individual VIP tickets, which include photo ops and all that sort of thing, that's $125. And then, as is always the case with galas, there are different levels of sponsorship. Bronze, $500. Platinum is $3,000. And you can find out about all of that on the website or by making that phone call to 903-279-8769. Again, the website is refugeoflight.org. And if you can't attend but would like to make a gift, there's a place that you can click on the website.
Yes, sir. Can I add about the VIP
sure
tickets? Those actually include a small group private lesson with Christopher and Mallory.
Okay.
So if you opt to take the $125 ticket, which is the VIP, you get to come a little bit early, have your photo made by a professional photographer in the Rose Garden, which is, of course, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so proud of Tyler for that. But then you get to have that private small group dance lesson prior to the gala with Christopher and Mallory.
All righty. And you can read all about Christopher and Mallory if you don't already know about them. And maybe you do because they're pretty well known. On the website, an extensive two or three paragraph long biography about each of them, and it's very interesting. This is and I'll add, there are a lot of galas in Tyler, and there are so many good ones, so many wonderful speakers and programs that come in, but it's very unusual to have something like this.
Yes.
So here's an opportunity to do something you don't get a chance to do every day and also support a very worthy cause. Refuge of Light and the Benefit Gala, Black Tie Ballroom, coming up on October 13th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Tyler Rose Garden Center, Blue Bonnet and Camellia Rooms. It's nice that you said what rooms it's going to be in. There aren't that many to choose from, but at least it kind of maximizes or minimizes the chance that people will get lost if they don't know the territory. So anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about other ways that you can donate. First of all, if you can't attend the Black Tie Ballroom Gala, there's an option for making a gift, and that you can find on the website. But just like any other nonprofit, day in, day out, monetary donations and in-kind donations are always accepted, right?
Absolutely. We also have our Freedom Fighter campaign, and that is an ongoing monthly support, and we say that's as little as $25 a month. And if you do come on as a Freedom Fighter after that first month and you show that you are going to continue with your support, you get a Freedom Fighter t-shirt that you can don and support Refuge of Light as you're out in the community. And there's one, there's several others that we are about to launch, and yes. One of those being our Churches of Light and our Freedom Warrior campaign, and we'll have those up on the website before too long so people can get more involved and find out how they can, in their spheres of influence, raise awareness and money for Refuge of Light.
Mm-hmm. Standard issue MO, donate online or
absolutely.
Drop a check in the mail, and there are always needs for the safe home, and you can find out about those online as well. They're pretty basic, and I would encourage folks just to check that website, refugeoflight.org, to see if you can maybe donate anything from gift cards to whatever. Amazon Smile, shop at Amazon. You can designate 0.5% of your purchases to your favorite ministry, and, of course, in this case, the ministry would be Refuge of Light. For a while now, you've been offering coffee. A number of years ago, you actually had a coffee shop.
Yes.
That's not open anymore, but you still do offer the coffee. Let's talk about that, because it's good coffee. I've had some.
We have several different flavors, and we offer that online. We actually just received a big order from a church in Ohio, which we'll be sending their way. They are doing a program called Shop with a Purpose, and reached out to us, had looked on our website, and so just several opportunities, and even churches, if they would like to, what we call a sip and switch, where they would like to help benefit a nonprofit with the coffee that they drink, we absolutely would welcome that.
All righty. And then in Palestine, you just happened to find a good spot for this, so that's where it is. And it's not that far away to begin with. And when you consider your reach, I mean, you work all over the state of Texas. Palestine is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Tyler. But you have the Refuge of Light Boutique Tree. That's an upscale retail shop that sells a wide range of items. Kind of running a little bit short on time here, but I would certainly encourage people to check that out on the website as well. Or if you happen to be in Palestine, drop on by. They'll be glad to do some business with you and take some donations.
Absolutely.
As well. Yeah. As far as volunteers, we've been over some of the things that volunteers need to do to even be volunteers. It's a very rigorous and risk-averse process that people have to go through to become volunteers. There is a little bit of upfront money involved. Have we talked enough about some of the things the volunteers do? Basically, you're an all-volunteer agency anyway, aren't you?
For the most part, we are. We are. We have had... We have worked some of our volunteers as we have gone through some transitions and even upkeep around the safe home. That can be very physical work. So it can be very physical work. It can be office work, filing, coming and working with the girls. So there's many different levels, providing a meal. But first and foremost, they do need to go through the traffic signals training, which is a four-hour training. And as you mentioned, there is an upfront cost. And reason being on that, for the background check, we started out doing the background checks for individuals that were coming on board, and what we would find is that because we were paying for that, we would have people that wouldn't show up again. And so it's kind of a way of vetting someone to see if they truly are interested and want to come alongside. And so not that we're wanting to have them pay that, but it does help us to kind of filter through those individuals who are serious about coming on board and volunteering with Refuge of Light.
Okay. One piece of information we haven't given out yet, and this goes well beyond the work that you do. This is for anything that has to do with missing and exploited children, and many of our listeners have probably heard of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, but on your website, there's a link to www.missingkids.com, which is their website. And also, if you run into this situation and you feel like you need to make a quick phone call about a missing or exploited child, there's a phone number on here, 1-800-843-5678. That's also 1-800-THE-LOST. And we wanted to give that information out as well, because the work you do is so important, and because you really, really need to partner with so many agencies and operations here in East Texas, across the state and nationwide. Otherwise, your work doesn't get done, and I know it's an ongoing challenge for you. I applaud you for keeping it up, and again, let's invite everybody to the Black Tie Ballroom Gala. That's Saturday, October 13th, 6 to 9 p.m., Tyler Rose Garden Center. And you can get more information about that online. Missy Zivny and Taryn Coffey with Refuge of Light, our guests this morning. Thank you so much for sharing, and keep up the good work. Keep us posted on what you're doing.
We will. Thank you so much.
You bet. Missy and Taryn from Refuge of Light, our guests this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. As always, thank you for joining us, and we will see you again next week on In Focus.